birds are fucking fry.
It's funny though. That's my nigga. He needs some humbling sometime. I mean, that's my man's. Like, you know, that's my man's. But you, hey man, you need some humbling sometime, bro.
Hey man, I agree.
And that's humble. That's that. If that don't humble you,
right?
Oversaturated. Welcome to another episode of Oversaturated, the podcast, where we discuss music, movies, and pop culture. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ralph.
Welcome to episode number
44. 44, my fofo. Make sure y'all kids don't grow.
Now,
or I could have been more cordial and just said Obama.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. I couldn't wait to use that shit. I've been thinking about this shit ever since we finished the last episode. Like, oh, no, 44?
Obama.
100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. welcome to Oversaturated. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to us, please follow us on all social media. Facebook, you can search Oversaturated the Podcast. Instagram is Oversat the Podcast. Twitter is Oversat Podcast. And our email is oversatpodcast@gmail.com. And check out our website, oversatthepod.com. We still got t-shirts for sale.
Lady.
Bios on me and Ralph.
Yep.
All of our previous episodes are there.
Yep.
So check it out, man.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us individually on any social media platform, I am The Mind of Ralph on Instagram and Twitter.
And on Twitter, I'm J-O-N, 2 underscores, the letter B. Instagram, I'm JBS underscore ESL underscore AAMU. Holla at me.
And you know your boys on all major streaming platforms, but shout out to our Apple Podcast listeners and subscribers. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate 5-star ratings and reviews as well. We appreciate reviews. 5 stars is just what we aim for.
Right.
Shout out to Janelle 2 times for leaving her 5-star rating and review.
Facts.
We appreciate you.
What up, homie?
Right, right. That's the homie from the Lemon Pepper Podcast. Yes. She showed love, and we appreciate that. So 5-star ratings and reviews get us more notoriety on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And just a reminder, January 1st, 2019, we will no longer be on SoundCloud.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
We're on, like, every podcast platform, Spreaker, all that.
All them shit.
So we're on Spotify. Spotify is free, you guys.
Yeah.
You do not have to have the premium version of Spotify to listen to us.
Facts.
So yeah. I have Spotify on my phone just so I can listen to other stuff. So yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, man.
So we getting straight off the dome.
Straight to it?
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
All right, I'm let you want me to take it first?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard about this yet, but Ice Cube is bringing back Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh.
So, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What 2 matchups would you want to see?
Okay. I want T-Pain versus Future.
Oh, that's all. I like it.
And who else would I put up against each other? Just for the Mayo on Mayo violence, I would probably have Eminem and MGK. Just because, like, like, yeah, I know they're not going to fight in real life, but
of course not.
Well, neither of these people will fight in real life, but since you know, I'm going there, I'm just saying, you know, MGK and Eminem, see what happens.
That's funny. Damn, you answered those quicker than I thought you would. So for my first one, I'm going Deezus versus DJ Envy. I need to see that, because DJ Envy he acted like he was hard. Like, he was like, all right, what's up?
Yeah.
And I want to see that. I want to see that. I kind of put some thought into these.
Yeah.
For my second one, now this is kind of funny. You know, like, I don't know if I'm describing this correctly, but like in wrestling, how they have like the Royal Rumble where a whole bunch of people come out. And So this is, follow me on this.
All right.
So I got Joe Budden, right?
Okay.
But versus, like, Lil Yachty first. Then I think he beefed with, like, or some dude called, some dude named Russ.
Oh, yeah. I like Russ.
He come out next.
Uh-huh.
and then the Migos together.
The Migos is the last.
Yeah, like the final boss. Or we could do the Migos versus Joe Budden, Rory, and Maul.
But the thing is, Rory and Maul really like Migos. It's just Joe.
I know.
But no, the whole thing would be hilarious. And they have to they have to play to that stuff too.
Right. That's what, yeah, man.
They have to.
Like, for real.
I would love it.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Now, Ice Cube is bringing it back. Mm-hmm. But do you think it's a good idea in today's, like, social climate?
Nope.
I don't think so either.
Hell no.
Like,
it better be a YouTube series or something. It better not be on TV.
I personally feel like people are, in today's time, people are just way too sensitive. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not a good idea to put people against each other in claymation if they really beef in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a good idea to put Nicki versus Cardi on Celebrity Death.
Like I jokingly said Future and T-Pain. Like, I don't think there's any beef there, but, you know, we can put them against each other because of styles and stuff like that, right? But, yeah, that would not be the best look.
Not at all.
But, man, I actually have... I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that kind of ties into, you know, maybe the awareness of certain things in this era.
Mm-hmm.
What you tweet can get you into a lot of bullshit. You know that, right?
Even if it's 15 years ago.
Listen.
Oh, my bad. I'm
sorry. I got, but you know where I'm going with it, right? Yeah. The most famous example is obviously Kevin Hart and his inflammatory comments with the LGBTQ community. We have someone else that is, you know, I don't think people are really talking about it, but I think it's been swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. Not to say he was right, not to say he was wrong. I'm not even going there.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray, some people may not know who he is if you don't follow sports. He just recently won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
Yeah, USA Today digged up some tweets that he did 5 years ago, calling somebody queer. That was the terminology used in the tweet. Now, 5 years ago, you're talking about somebody that's, what, 20, 21? So maybe 16, 15, somewhere up in there. Now, I can understand you holding, you know, Kevin Hart to a different standard because he's grown and he's a celebrity, but you're talking about a teenager. And he immediately apologized in a tweet, you know what I'm saying, because he's a part of this Heisman fraternity and things like that now. Right. And he's actually, you know, a great athlete that's probably going to go on to play in the NFL. I think he's actually drafted in Major League Baseball, but...
Really?
Tying back, yeah, he's one of those guys. So, tying back to the original thing, are we to hold, you know, certain people to a standard when it comes to their tweets? Like, everybody should have the same energy for these things, but should people have to apologize for, you know, years, you know, year-old tweets?
This is very... It's definitely a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I can somewhat see both sides of the coin here. It's like a person of the LGBTQ community, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why they would be upset or outraged at people saying certain things on social media. Mm-hmm. I get it 100%. But if it's 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, 10 years later, who's to say that person that tweeted that stuff is not does not have the same mindset? Like, it's a changed person. Like,
yeah,
they're not the same. They advocate for LGBTQ rights and all that. Like, who's to say that's not the case now? Huh. The people at USA Today, first of all, are wild for even going back that far, because that's hella. I'm sure that's hella tweets to just cipher through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, why attack this young man who just won the biggest
shining moment
in his shining moment? Mm-hmm. Why dig up 5 years of tweets to pull out one tweet and then put that on blast to diminish what he has just accomplished? Exactly. Like, I don't understand that. I don't know.
It's a tough pill to swallow. Like, people should be more conscious of the things that they tweet. Now, Kevin Hart is a comedian. He's built his livelihood off poking fun at others.
Right.
And then you have the other coin of the situation where Kyler Murray's an athlete, where, you know, I think the stereotypes is that athletes are homophobic as well. Right? You know, just stereotypes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm stereotyping the athlete for them stereotyping another group of people.
Right.
But you get what I mean. Like, I can see why someone of the LGBTQ community would be offended at these tweets, because they probably support a Kevin Hart, or they probably are a mm-hmm. fan of a Kyler Murray. So to see those things would make you feel a certain way. And I don't want to start using these other parallels, but if it was a racist tweet, if it was a sexist tweet, if it was things like that, it would, you know, you would want this person to show some level of remorse
mm-hmm.
in their decision making. Now, Kyler, he immediately. I saw the apology tweet before I saw the fact that what he was apologizing for.
Okay.
So I was like, what is he apologizing for? You just won, my guy. What you talking about?
It
was painful to me because he's a young man.
Right.
I'm not even going to use black because he's black. But I'm just saying he's a young man in his shining moment. It could have been a white boy in racist tweets. Like, I was like, damn, maybe he grew from that. Like, I just don't want his moment to be taken from him.
Right. It's like, the people who actually dug up those tweets, right, or who made the interns, whoever dig up the tweets,
yeah.
their children, when they were mm-hmm. 17, 18, 20 years old, probably did and said some fucked up shit too.
Yeah, yeah.
What if somebody dug up their old shit and brought that to light? Like, how would they feel about
it? I hate to be held to the, you know, the standards of 15-year-old rap's mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
that was half my life ago. You can't hold me to some of the dumb shit I did when I was 15. Mm-hmm. I'm a 100% completely different person now.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's pissing everybody off with Kevin is, I mean, the thing is, he has apologized. I've never seen the initial apology. I never knew he apologized for those mm-hmm. because a lot of his tweets and his earlier stand-ups were about, you know, his son being gay. Stop, that's gay. Like, yeah. that type of stuff. So I never knew he apologized for it, but I think that he has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like his stand-up material is not so much of that material in there anymore. So, you know, the best apology is change behavior, right?
Right.
It's like, how many times can I say it? And it's kind of like, that's where I'm coming from with Kevin. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying he's right or he's wrong. I don't know how many times I can say sorry.
Right, especially for the exact same thing.
I'm not saying he's right. You know, I'm not saying he's right for what he said. Like, you know, I'm not defending that. I'm just defending his right to say no. Like, right. I don't, like, y'all want me to apologize for this just to get a check? That is kind of like,
especially
integrity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how much integrity Kevin Hart has because he takes all the checks. But, you know, that's just, but I'm serious when I say those things. It's kind of like, What you know, where do we draw? And then it's kind of like comedians are being, you know,
like
checked a lot for the things that they say. Times have changed. Like, the way that you tell jokes, you have to, it's almost like you have to change, because like somebody brought up a valid point. I don't want to be the one to kind of like, you know, put this out in the air, but you know, it was already on social media. But it's like, could you imagine Bernie Mac apologizing for using the F-bomb the way that he did in his King of Comedy stand-up? Yes, I can. Because Bernie evolved. Bernie was so mature by the time he died, he would have.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking about, like, if Bernie was able to live 10 years past the time he passed, because he passed 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I can see that. Now, it's like, depends on what you want. Like, it depends on how you're doing. Like, he just didn't want to apologize to get a job.
Right.
He apologized for the moment and the things that he said, but it's like, I'm not apologizing to y'all so I can get the check.
It's crazy, man. It's like, I believe that those have been brought up before, and he apologized for them before.
Yeah, well,
how many times?
I've never seen it, so I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm just going off of Kevin Hart's words, and he said that he's apologized multiple times, and I think a lot of people in the industry have been running to his defense. That's what turned a lot of people off to the situation as well. Too.
Yeah, it's like how
a
many,
lot of comedians, a lot of the radio personalities that are cool with Kevin.
How many times does a person have to be held accountable for some shit that they already have apologized and reconciled for and have grown from? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
And then it's also could be the culture that everybody wants to be upset about something now. Like,
yeah, it's a combination of a lot.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a combination of a lot.
Like, and it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
I mean, was I gonna watch the Oscars because Kevin Hart was, hosting it?
Probably not.
No. The last time I watched the Oscars, La La Land got crowned after.
Man, was that this year? Was that in 2018? Or was that 2017?
I don't remember.
It's fuck me either. But yeah. Yeah, it was definitely. It was either this year or 2020. This year. Yeah.
Well, either way, damn.
Because when did Moonlight come out last year? Like in 2017.
Yeah, 2017.
So that had to be in 2018.
Yeah,
it's been a long ass year.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, yeah. Y'all got to forgive us. So I said like I watched it like, right. Like 2-3 years ago. That shit just happened. Never mind.
That was 11 months ago. That's bad. Crazy.
But no, man, let us know what y'all think about the whole Kevin Hart tweets and Kyler Murray situation as well. I think they're kind of pointing toward the same direction, but they're, you know, I don't know. Weird.
Listen, man, definitely let us know what you guys think, but whoever's digging up these tweets, y'all got too much time on your hands, B.
Like, hey, man, like, you just got to monitor what you say and how you do it on the Twitter, because I'm a Twitter OG. Like, I mean, granted, now, if y'all, you know, follow me on Twitter, I'm from the Twitter old school. Like, I deleted my Twitter and I started back over. But Twitter back in 2009, 2012, family. Like, it was different.
I got on, registered for Twitter in 2008.
They were slandering dead people.
Listen.
Like, anybody can get it. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying you had to have tough skin to be on the Twitter,
fam.
And you know, I notice I keep saying the Twitter.
Sound like somebody uncle, but that's funny. But yeah, let us know what you guys think about that, and also let us know what matchups you guys want to see on the new celebrity deathmatch because that's gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah, facts. Now I know, guys, we promised the 2018. Oversaturated awards are coming, which they are coming. We just had to give you a little taste, a little episode in between that, because yeah, we're still cooking up some stuff. It's in the chamber. It's coming down the pipeline. The nominees will be released the day after this episode drops, so be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
But right now, we're just going to give you the categories.
Yeah, man. Just before we give you the categories, the awards will drop on December 20th.
Yes.
So a week after this episode drops, the awards will drop. Facts. So be on the lookout for that, because it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be fun. We got some new stuff in store. We trying to step it up from the first year.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Yeah. You guys are gonna really enjoy this. Like, if you enjoyed last year, which a lot of people did. We're just trying to make it bigger and better.
Yeah, man. And I know y'all probably gonna, a lot of y'all probably gonna listen at work. But listen again on the weekend. Have a drink with us. Because, yeah, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
So, you want to get into the categories?
Yeah, of course you got the MVP. The MVP of the year.
Yeah, man. Listen, there have been individuals from 2018 who have stepped up their whole shit. Thanks. Like, a lot of people. And you guys will see who we nominate the day after this drops.
Oh, yeah.
Next one, we have Best TV Show.
Yeah.
A lot of TV has come out this year.
Yeah.
A lot of good TV shows as well.
Yeah, quality shows.
I don't know if you have seen this, but Titans on the DC Universe, like the DC Universe app shit that they dropped this year, that's a great-ass show.
Word.
That's a really good show.
Word.
It's not nominated, but it's okay. Really good.
Just throw that out there. Put that out there. But you know, we have to do the Black Girl Magic Award. The ode to our black women.
Yeah, man.
Black women have killed in the year of 2018, so we have to acknowledge 5 strong, beautiful black women. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, man. Next one, video of the year. All right, I know we kind of mentioned this year that music videos were like a dead medium, mm-hmm. but it's been some dope ass music videos to come out in 2018.
Facts.
So when you guys see the nominees, you're gonna be amazed, because the videos that we listed, if you haven't watched them, definitely watch them before the awards drop.
Oh yeah, yeah. Johnny didn't let me nominate Black Youngster Booty, so y'all won't see that. Tutu.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that was this year.
That's crazy. No, we might. Honorable mention.
Revisit it now. But no, we also have the best viral moment. Oh man.
Hey.
The top 5 viral moments from this year. Like, now it's a task staying on top of these moments, because they happen, then they fizzle out. But some of these moments have kind of stayed, and they transcend. They kind of define the year.
Right.
So we're definitely going to talk about the best viral moments of this year. We're going to pick one.
Because, man, it's, yeah. Like Raps, it's been some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Happened this year. Our next one, most disappointing album of 2018.
Yeah. Now this spans from December 2017 until the current.
Yeah.
Right now is the cutoff. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So any album that has come out since December 17th and pretty much now, it's over with, baby. It's in there.
And it's crazy because, of course, there's been a slew of new music in 2018.
Yeah.
A lot of it has been pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's been some real bad shit.
There's been some duds too now. Hey. And we're definitely here to discuss them. And the thing is, it's not genre specific. It's not just hip hop, because that's usually what we have done, well, at least in the past.
Right.
This might surprise you.
Right. Next one. My personal favorite. Best comic book movie.
Liddy.
Self-explanatory.
And yeah, then, man. You know, also Song of the Year.
Yes.
We came together. if you are an avid listener Oversaturated, you know that me and Johnny's musical taste can't, they can cross, and they can definitely differ.
Oh, yeah.
So, be on the lookout for the best song of this year.
Yeah, man. The Oversaturated best song of the year.
Right.
And throughout the awards, we will be recapping our top five albums of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
I know for sure me and Ralph will have vastly different lists this year. I know that for sure.
It's so much good music that comes out, so it's kind of like we can definitely differ.
And to sit and pick five albums
it's tough.
The like 328 that have come out this year.
328.
Listen, I just made that up. I didn't look that.
I mean, you might as well say it's been a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
So yeah, we'll be recapping those as well. So I hope you guys will listen. I hope you guys will enjoy it. We hope to get a lot of feedback on it. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. 2018 Oversaturated Awards are coming, so be on the lookout.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of award shows, the 2019 Grammy nominations have dropped. And we just
Queen
wanted
Queen Cardi.
Right.
Queen Cardi.
We just wanted to recap some of these because it seems like the Grammy committee
is getting younger or something.
Yeah, like, they're somewhat starting to get it, at least with the hip-hop shit.
Yeah, like, I'm not upset. Like, even if you want to start right there, the best hip-hop category, the best hip-hop album. Like, I know they had Mac Miller, they had Travis Scott, they had Nipsey.
Yeah, yeah. So we got Cardi with Invasion of Privacy.
Cardi, yeah.
We got Mac Miller with Swimming.
Yeah.
We got Nipsey Hussle with Victory Lap.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha T with Daytona.
Yes.
And then Travis Scott with Astroworld.
Okay. Who you got winning?
Okay. Personally. No, this is me.
Don't give me a personal. What does the Grammy go do now?
They're going to pick Mac Miller. We know this.
I just wanted to see what you were going to say.
Now, two of the five albums.
Mm-hmm.
That are nominated, I haven't listened to. I haven't listened to Mac Miller Swimming.
Okay.
And I haven't listened to Travis Scott Astroworld.
And they came out the same day.
Then I haven't listened to either one. But if I had to pick, I'm actually gonna go with Cardi.
Okay.
Out of these. You know why I can't pick Nipsey.
Because you haven't finished the album.
No, I finished it. But I can't enjoy it unless it's the summer. Like, I can enjoy Cardi all year round.
Okay.
Daytona, even though it was a great album, like, I see myself only really going back to tracks 1 and 7 on that album.
I can respect that.
So because of that, I can't really pick Pusha T, even though I really did enjoy the album.
Mm-hmm.
But Invasion of Privacy, man, hey, Cardi B surprised me with this album. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did.
I didn't expect you to like
it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy.
Now, of course, I'm definitely going out the window and saying Mac will win, definitely because of the posthumous release or whatnot.
Right.
Did he release that album before he died, right? I think so.
I believe he did.
I believe so. So yeah. It's not posthumous. But he'll win the award that way.
Right.
I mean, now, to be completely honest, Swimming is a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that out.
Right, and you've told me on multiple occasions,
this album is good. So I can just see the Grammy being Grammy and giving it to Matt.
Oh, it's going to happen.
But, I mean, my favorite out of all of these is honestly Victory Lap. My guilty pleasure is Astroworld. So I love Cardi's album too, and I love Daytona. So it's like, anybody could win this, and I don't even have a fucking problem with it. Like, I don't. Like, it's not one person I'm like, oh, hell no.
Right. Right, right. And we've had those types of reactions to every year previously, basically.
Yeah, but I think they literally got it right this time with the rapper. Now, because when last year we was praising it a little bit, because I think it was like Migos, it was Rhapsody, it mm-hmm. was I think Drake was in there or something. Right. No, Drake didn't have no album last year. But I mean, it was a tight category last year too.
I wonder if they didn't fuck up this year because there's a lack of fuck up albums to choose.
Hey, listen, because like, I don't think you could have went like as long as Ye wasn't up there.
Now
it's like kind of like stuff like that. Don't put Ye up there below.
Because them albums weren't even mixed well. Like I'm not even a music engineer, but I can listen and tell them shits weren't mixed well.
Yeah,
the vocals were bad. It was horrible. But anyway. Yeah. So yeah, that's best rap album. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got one for you. The best urban contemporary album. Now, I'm not even like this is a troll. I'm not even saying this because the Carters are in it, but the Carters are in it. But Chloe and Holly are nominated.
Listen,
the Kids Are Right album is in here.
Fam, that album is fire. That's a great ass album. Yeah.
Now the other one that you might did you ever listen to Miguel's album War and Leisure?
Mm-mm. How the hell do you have the time to listen to all these albums?
Come on, man.
I can't do it. You saying it like it's good.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that album is great. like Miguel is in his bag on this album. I love that. I fucking love that album. So it's kind of like, just looking at, and then the other two nominees are Chris and Dave. Chris Dave and the Drumheads, never heard of them, unfortunately. And then Michelle, don't know how to pronounce that last name. But the name of the album is Ventriloquism. So,
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Honestly, I would love for Chloe and Halle to win.
Oh, that. Me too. Listen.
I would love that.
Their album was definitely fire.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs from 2018 is actually on that album. Yeah. It's called High Low with Gold Link.
Yeah. Oh, that song's fire.
I love that song. Hey.
Hey.
That's my shit. Best rap performance.
Okay.
We got Cardi B with Be Careful.
Yeah.
We got Drake with Nice for What.
Mm-hmm.
We got King's Dead, Kendrick Lamar and J-Rock,
mm-hmm.
Future and James Blake. Bubblin, Anderson .Paak, and Sicko Mode with Travis Scott. This is a pretty stacked category as well.
Yep.
This is gonna be a tough one for real. Like the fact that Kendrick Lamar is nominated off of a soundtrack is dope to me. That's dope as fuck.
Yeah. Well, you know they're album of the year too.
Right. But, yeah. Like which is crazy.
That's crazy.
A soundtrack for album of the year. That's amazing.
Insane.
I don't know, man. Okay, personally, I really hope Sicko Mode doesn't win. I don't understand why people are so like in love with this song. I don't like it.
Yellow Flame, we in Sicko Mode.
Fam, I don't get it. I don't get it.
$13 to the fan got me out like a light. Hey, like a light. Hey. Nope, nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, damn it.
I think King's Dead should win this. Because I'm... So, best rap performance, I imagine this category is for the actual way the song is rapped, like the way it's delivered, the cadence and all that kind of shit.
King's Dead is the one who got featured on it.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm canceling the song right there. Now.
But you gotta think about J-Rock's verses, though.
Oh, I mean, no. I'm with you on the rapping. But
yeah, the rap performance, not hook performance.
Now, hold on, look. Song of the year. We only gonna talk about the songs we care about in this one. We got This Is America, God's Plan, Booed Up, and All the Stars. Give it the boot up, yo. Just give it the boot up, yo. Like let Ellen May cook, yo. Let it cook,
yo. Oh man. Wait, Sam again?
You got All the Stars. I'm going back in reverse now. All the Stars, you know, the joint from Black Panther.
Right.
Booed Up, God's Plan. By Aubrey, then This Is America. Let's be honest. Nah, we don't care about This Is America, the song. We care about the video.
I'm not gonna front though.
The song is dope, but it's just like we care about the video. Conflicted.
Yes, I am conflicted though because Booed Up is my shit. Booed Up makes me feel good inside.
Johnny, I'm glad you said this finally.
No, real shit. Okay. That's my shit.
I feel like you've been hating.
No, man. Listen, it did take me a long time to listen.
Okay,
but. when I finally did listen, I was like, oh no, this is amazing. Listen,
if it's
if it's warm outside, you riding with the windows down, the breeze and shit, and you listening, hey, that, listen, it's a bop, it's a vibe, as the kids say. But This Is America is actually a really, really, really great song. Mm-hmm. Like the video's dope. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. The song though, This Is America, is actually really good. I think the video overshadowed the actual song.
Yeah, I definitely think so too.
But I wouldn't be mad if LMA won. I wouldn't be mad.
Now, hold on. Record of the year. That was just, what did I just give you? Song of the year?
Yeah.
Okay, now record of the year.
I don't know the difference.
But you got I Like It with Cardi. You got This Is America again. You got God's Plan. You got All the Stars. And then you got Rockstar with Post Malone.
That's the same nominees, ain't it? Besides Post.
Besides, and Cardi.
Huh.
And Booed Up's not in this. So it's like weird. It's regular year.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
But
I think it's more so the first category that we named was more so talking about the songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make sure the songwriters get their credit.
Okay.
Now, the record is just, I guess, like the way the record performed, I'm assuming. But me being honest, I really want Post Malone to win. Not because, you know, I don't get too fussed about Post Malone dusty ass. It's because 21 Savage. I need 21 Savage to get on that stage. Anytime I get a hood nigga on the stage at the Grammys, I'm championing for it. I want 21.
Hey, listen. If they call that song and 21 get on stage,
bruh,
yeah,
you gonna show out. You gonna show out for Atlanta, man. I want to see that, yo.
All right, fam.
Uh-huh.
Best rap song. We got God's Plan.
Uh-huh.
We got King's Dead.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lucky You. Jordan Lucas.
Okay.
Sicko Mode. And we got Win by J-Rock.
Now, wasn't Lucky You Eminem joint?
Was it? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Eminem featuring. That's my fault. Okay. My bad. Oh, shit. That changes things. Personally, I think Win. Win should win.
Well, Win should win.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
But, like, God's Plan isn't... Like, it's an okay song, but it's like...
I hope Aubrey don't win a fucking trophy. I said it.
I'm not gonna lie, me too. Me too.
Like, I don't... Like, that album's not good. I mean, like, now I'm being completely honest when I say this. The song, there's some songs on there I fuck with. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But come on now. We not giving Aubrey credit for this.
Yeah.
No, no.
The song God's Plan? Nah. The video was dope, but the song...
Song? Nah,
my God. Listen, Win is like the... Like, to me, mm-hmm. Win is like top three songs of 2018.
Yeah.
Like, it should be played whenever you feel great about anything. If you're feeling down and you need to pick me up, you should play Win. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's the type of song that is for me. I think that should win.
I agree.
I really feel like I need to watch the Grammys now. Because it's some dope shit that's nominated. And I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm not going to lie about it.
Yes. Like you said, the best rap performance, best rap song performance. Christina Aguilera and Gold Link? Never heard that one. Now, Black and J. Cole, Pretty Little Fears. Please beat Baby Jesus. Please. Black need to win that. Like, Black has arguably one of the best R&B projects this year. And he's not really a traditional R&B guy, mm-hmm. but that's where you would kind of put his album at. His album is masterfully done.
Right.
I praise that album. I don't think I ever said that on this podcast, but East Atlanta Love the Nigga.
It was a great... I did listen to that, and it's actually really good, because I think you told me about it,
yeah.
And I listened, so I was like, okay, this is
fine. I fuck with
so
it.
I'm not mad at their Pretty Little Fears being nominated.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that This Is America is nominated for this category, so it's Best Rap Song Performance, but it's just him by itself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Like, every other song that's nominated has two people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just has Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. So I thought that was dope. I think he should win just for that. But I'm going with Pretty Little Fears.
Yeah. Let's go and get to the album of the year. Well, now, the 2019 Grammy album of the year nominees, you have Cardi B with Invasion of Privacy. You have Brandy Charlie by The Way I Forgive You. Unfortunately, I never heard of that.
Cardi B is nominated for album of the year?
Yes, sir.
Not rap album, but no. Album.
Yes, she's best rap album and best album.
Man, shout out to Cardi.
Yeah, that's why these nominations.
Wait a minute, fam.
Why, you know why I put so much weight on stuff like that? Like, that's why I was wanting Jay to win it. Like, when the rap album gets in best album of the year, I always champion for that rap album. Because remember last year was... It was Hove and Kendrick.
Let's take a moment here. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry because mm-hmm. no, because this is fire. Mm-hmm. Cardi B, right?
Yeah.
Who has, you can say, really only been truly rapping for about two years. Let's just say 2 years. Mm-hmm. In her debut album mm-hmm. is nominated for album of the year
mm-hmm. by the Recording Industry Association of America.
You know who ain't got this shit?
Don't say
we
it.
We know who ain't got
don't
that.
Say it.
No, but say it. That of course, Nicki. Okay. But that shit aside, like shout out to Cardi, man, because that's amazing.
Well, we've praised her album all this year, and it's only right that when it comes to the award season that's yeah. getting ready to come out, that she gets her just due. It's only right.
Right. That's my bad, man. I had to stop and say that because that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's dope as fuck. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
You get yeah, but I mean, you have Aubrey with Scorpion.
Why?
Well, you know what? If you quietly ever look at when the Grammys come out, Drake's album is always there. Always in the album of the year.
But if...
Like, I'm talking about every... Go if you even care to look. If anybody cares to even research this thing. His album is always an album of the year. Now, does he win it? Hell no. But he's always there.
But can we be honest, though? Let's, yeah. let's just be real honest. Yeah. Let's think about the album, Scorpion. The yeah. double disc album.
Yeah.
The album is, as a whole, as a complete mm-hmm. project, it's not that good. Well, there are highlights, but as a complete yeah, project, yeah. no.
Come complete on. Project. But I think what the recording industry looks at is definitely like demographic. Well, the numbers of mm-hmm. the album, right? Probably some of the craziest streaming numbers you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I know that they take that into account. Now, his album's not even the best rap album.
Right.
Exactly. It's not even nominated in the category.
But it's nominated.
But the best album, though.
Alright, whatever. Alright, alright, Gladys.
But if let's just say, like, Drake won over Cardi. Oh, my God. Like, the snub. Like, that would be...
I'll be pissed.
But the thing is, the Grammy go Grammy. But I would love to see Cardi win at least three of the five that she's nominated yeah. for. But let's get back to this, because, you know, we keep going
my bad.
On.
Yeah.
No, but her album. Like, her... I love her.
Wow.
I love her.
This is album of the year.
Yeah, her. Like, she has a very dope project. It took me a while to kind of get into, mm-hmm. you know, her, because... That old melodrama stuff, you know.
And she like hella young.
She like, man, maybe 20, ain't it? Something like that.
Yeah, she's definitely under like 23.
Now, I like this one, Janelle Monae, Dirty Computer. Mm. I like that one. I listened to her album a few times, but I haven't revisited it. And it's not because the music's not good. It's mm-hmm. just been, I've been, you know,
yeah.
all over
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, because it's been so much music, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it.
And then Post Malone, Dusty Ass, Beer Bones, and Bentley's. And then you had a Black Panther soundtrack.
Wait, okay. So, I want to make sure I get this straight. Mm-hmm. So, those are all the nominees?
Well, hold on. Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, okay.
Wait, now, that's everybody.
Six. There's six nominees, right?
Yeah. Hold on. One, two. Eight.
Eight nominees?
Yep.
And only two of them are not black? Did I hear that right?
Pretty much. Well, Post Malone, Dusty. He like Charlie Brown,
but
he like the Dusty character.
But
from
still,
Brown.
Right? But technically, that's technically a rap album, right?
What
the Post Malone?
Yeah.
So you
that's considered rap.
So you
Cardi
mean
is considered rap? Drake, her is R&B. Post Malone, Janelle is like hip hop R&B rap fusion type thing.
Yeah.
Then you got the Black Panther soundtrack, which is hip hop R&B.
So you mean to tell me 98% of the rap, no, I'm sorry, 98% of the album of the year is either hip hop or R&B.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it like this.
That's crazy.
Well, last year, you had Bruno, you had Hov, you had Kendrick, you had Lord, I remember this, mm-hmm. and you had Childish Gambino's album.
Wow. I didn't even put two and two together last year.
Like, it was, you know, it was a tight.
Who won? Did Lord win?
No. Oh, okay. Bruno won.
Oh shit, that's right, he did.
Bruno won all the people
was pissed.
Bruno won all the major awards, and then, you know, we had the whole, you know, New Jack Swing debate yeah. and, you know, cultural appropriation, all that shit. But y'all was in there where y'all was jigging to
exactly.
it. Exactly. You know, all right, I'm done. But but I enjoyed you know, the fact that the Grammys are at least trying. And then, you know, we're going to have these conversations, like, in nuance next, you know, next year, right, when somebody doesn't win or somebody got snubbed. It happens. It happens. But they, I enjoy seeing excellence on this stage. And people, over, you know, say Grammys are overrated. No, they're not. They're not overrated. Yeah, they may not always get it right, but when it comes to somebody's artistry and the price being raised, they do matter.
Yeah, even like just being nominated, the price going up. Chloe and Holly, they shit going up.
They and Chloe and Holly probably never really aspired to get Grammys, but they put a video out of them being happy about, you know, being nominated,
crowning each other on this shit. Like
two Grammys and they just all over the place, just falling out. So don't sit here and say Grammys are overrated. They're only overrated to an extent
for because we not it's overrated for us technically because we not in the music industry. Like,
Grammys matter, beloved. Yeah, I don't care what you say.
So it's gonna be an interesting night. I'm definitely gonna watch that shit this year. Yeah. Normally I just have it on in the background while I do other shit, but I think I'm gonna actually watch this shit this year because this is crazy. Yeah. That's dope. Yeah, sure. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our topic of the day.
Yeah.
All right. Chip.
It's your boy, Burst Rio, a.k.a. Chino Chino, y'all.
Man, you know already what it is. It's your boy, Bad Rio, a.k.a. Cardiac 911, y'all.
And we are,
two Rios in the pod.
Two.
Y'all make sure y'all catch us every single Wednesday on the Urban Mobile Life Network.
Back and forth. Apple Podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
Destin.
New.
Okay.
Player.fm.
Google Play.
Stitcher.
I think that's it, right?
But yeah, just make sure y'all catch us every Wednesday, man. We out here, and we gonna stay out here until we can't be out here no more.
FB. Two Reels in the Podcast Group.
Get familiar, get lost, man.
IG. Two Reels in the Pod.
Already.
Twitter. Lil Broke Podcast. Catch all the social media platforms.
Just come find us, goddammit. Come find us.
You already know what it is, and I go.
Cheer.
Thank you for coming back, beloveds. Now, this year has been a great year for Oversaturated. It's our first full year of podcasting. Yeah. And there's so many moments that you guys have stuck by us, you know, and we appreciate it. And this is just kind of like a year in review, just going over the highlights, the highs, the lows, the in-betweens of Oversaturated Podcast in 2018.
Yeah, man. So going back to the beginning of 2018, right, this has been a long-ass year.
Facts.
Like, looking at the episodes we dropped from, like, January, February, March, I don't even remember
half the stuff. It's
crazy. Like, our very first episode this year was Best Eras of Black Music, where we had Kelly and Anna on.
Yeah.
Which was a dope ass conversation, just going through the decades of black music. Mm-hmm. I think we started with the 60s?
We might have started with like the 60s. Might have been the edge of the 50s. Yeah. It was dope because we literally went through each decade and probably ended with the 90s. Just talking about how much we enjoyed certain things, our overall artists, the things that we enjoyed about each era, the highs, the lows.
Right.
And it was a dope music conversation. Like, and I think that's what makes that conversation good, is because, like, you guys can go back and listen to that conversation right now and it doesn't sound dated.
Exactly. And shout out to Killing and Anna, because their, like, music knowledge is so deep. That's why we had them on, because... Yeah. It's like the stuff that they know, especially Anna. Like, she knows about so much shit, like, from back then.
She was just spitballing a lot of facts.
Yeah,
this, like, I mean, this is stuff that, you know, you would see. But this, and it came from upbringing, too. Like, I know, like, my pops definitely was an old, you know, raised in the 70s. But a lot of his musical taste is from that era. So that's what I'm privy to when I know about these things. And then through your own research and your own, you know, love of music, you learn these things.
Right. So shout out to Kelly and Anna for that.
Yeah, for sure.
The next episode 21, which was finally legal.
I remember that.
And this was the first time we actually pushed for listeners to send us questions.
Yeah, and people responded. That was how we knew that people... food with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we just legitimately wanted questions asked, because, like, we weren't, like, fishing for content, because we got content. The world is content. But we were just trying something different, and it turned out really great. Like, I think we talked about a few things on that episode, you know, our typical hot topics right. and stuff like that.
So we actually talked about, this is crazy that this was this earlier this year, mm-hmm. but the Chloraseptic remix. You remember when that came out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like Eminem, I know the Eminem song, Fresher, and Two Chainz, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, because he was just coming off the Revival album, which was horrible. and I guess he heard everybody talking and was pissed, and he put out that great ass verse.
Yeah.
That Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the Eminem we wanted, and he eventually gave us, but it was like, come on, Eminem.
Facts.
And then we also talked about the Family Feud video, the Jay-Z Beyonce.
Jay-Z Beyonce mashup, because it was dope, because it was like a mini movie. They had all these like A-list actors to Black Hollywood to us, you know what I'm saying? Like, they was dope, and you know, the time travel sequences and everything.
Right.
It was not time travel, but just going back through the future and coming to the present, and then the performance.
Right. Now, I know one thing you probably don't remember from this episode.
What's that?
Listen to this.
Hey, yo, Bruno, Cardi, let us get that. This Oversaturated Podcast, we got y'all in one take. Oversat Boys, hey, what do you know? We're so cold, we're too below. Episode 21, we're having too much fun. When it come to podcasts and SBL, we're number one. They can't fade us with a barber's precision. If you don't believe me, just keep on listening. Until we blow up, we're shooting for the stars. But right now, we're dripping in finesse with Bruno Mars. I said, I jumped on the beat, I said, hey. My flow's so good, it said, hey, okay. Okay, I hit my Millie Rock, hey. But you know what, man, I had to show y'all what the pin do, but man, I'm gonna slide into my boy Johnny. What you got for him, bro?
Look, I said Oversaturated's in the house. Johnny B and Ralph G come to rip, check it out. Recorded from the third bedroom of my house. This is ours for the taking now. We appreciate all the love. It's feeling really regal. I feel it in the air like my name was Benny Siegel. We dripping with finesse with any episode you click. Cruise when you hear that liquor pour, you know it's finna be lit. Hey. Y'all know how to give you a quick eight, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody can't come up here.
Everybody
can't come
up here. One take on you. What take on you suckers, you feel me?
That's crazy.
That was wild, man.
Fam, I cannot believe that was this year.
Like, yeah, like it seemed like a world ago, like eons ago, right? But that was fun. That was a fun experience, man.
Right. So, just so y'all know, that was in January of 2018. We the Godfathers of Rapping on Podcast.
Hey, talk to them.
Because it's been a lot of copycats. So, it's all right if y'all give us our due. It's cool.
Hey,
you know, we here.
Hey, we know.
Yeah, man.
Call us daddy.
Right. No, okay. That might have been that's a bit much. I don't know. But, yeah.
Daddy.
Shit. That's crazy. All right, man. So... In February of this year, we actually had our first interview with a recording artist, with Mel.
Yeah, Mel was this year.
Yeah, that was in February.
Shout
February
out to
7th.
Mel Hart Official. That's her name on Instagram, at least. Dope singer, based out of here in St. Louis. If you love the R&B of today, that mold is definitely for you. Not to say Mel can't. You know, Mel is a very talented artist. She writes her own music. She is a Dreamville fan. Like, she loves Dreamville.
Yes.
So, shout out to Mel.
Man,
like,
we
should have
had her back
that.
On to talk about the KOD shit. Because I didn't even think about it.
Mel is fam. So, Mel will, you know, she'll be here if we call her.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, mm-hmm. So, you actually met her. Like, you were out with some people.
Yeah.
So, of course, she didn't know us.
Right.
So... With trying to get her to come on the show, right? You know,
it was a task within itself.
Yeah,
and then we got threatened by her. What was her cousin?
I don't know, man. But she had some people put her cousin pull up with her.
We had to show
ID. I was like, listen, lady. I tried to pull her up a chair. I was trying to give her some water. Like, you can sit and listen.
Listen,
it's strictly interview. So I get it.
So I understand, beloved.
That was funny.
And then what's so crazy, like. Mel, it took her a while to, you know, we're all new to this, right? That was our first interview with the artist outside of King Skrilla. That was last year, but our first artist with it, our first interview with the artist this year, and the conversation got better as the podcast went along. And the thing is that I still, I don't regret, but it's just like I wish that we had kind of played.
Should
have
kept recording.
Should have kept recording because. Mel had a lot of gems.
Yeah, man.
A lot of gems. And our conversation got even better when the mic got off.
Right. Yeah, and that was like an hour after we had finished. We talked for another hour. Cause yeah, she's dope, man. Yeah, so yeah. shout out to Mel. Yeah, salute man, we gotta have her back. So I guess the theme for us for 2018 was to, I guess, have more people on, like collaborate more.
Yeah, collaborate more.
Because in February of this year, we actually had School and Life on the podcast.
Yeah, salute to Ashley and formerly Karen and Nish on the show as well. Salute to those ladies. We had a dope conversation. I think it was the PWI HBCU experience conversation. We had a great time with those women on the show.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so
you know, make sure y'all go check out their show. Like, check out School and Life.
Yeah, man. Also in February, we had Mike from We Leave You This On.
Salute to the bro, Mike. East St. Louis brethren living in Atlanta. Him and his wife, Tammy, have a podcast named We Leave You This. That was our Atlanta
recap,
right?
Yeah, season two.
Yeah, season two recap.
Which was, that was a crazy season, but Yeah, we ain't gotta expound on that. Right. Then the next episode, which actually dropped on my birthday, March 15th, mm-hmm. We had Cleo Jones on.
Reoccurring, yes.
Colonizer Music Appreciation.
Oh, we talked about Blue Eyed Soul all throughout this podcast. Like, we learned that, you know, Bobby Caldwell's really the god. Like, you know, it was stuff like that. Average White Band is really white boys with all the funk. Like, it was a great conversation, Colonizing Music Appreciation. It was a troll that we named it that, but that was around the time Black Panther dropped, so we had to, you know, kind of ride that way.
Right, facts. Right, nobody's talking about this shit now.
But. Oh, my God. It's what
it is. Oh, we're going to expound on that shit next year, too.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about
that. So, yeah, man, and our first, I guess, comic book venture of 2018 was the Infinity War review.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we did a Black Panther review on Oversaturated because that's when we started the breaks.
Yeah.
So our first venture into comic book movies for 2018 was the Infinity War review, which still now is like an amazing movie.
Oh, facts.
Like, yeah. And Avengers 4 comes out in April next year. Did you see that trailer?
Yeah, I was. You know what? We should have talked about that earlier in the show, but let's go on there now. But the Endgame trailer. I'm excited, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at it, it's like, what to expect? And I just want to know how the fuck Ant-Man got it out to Quantum
World. Right. Listen. It's going to be great. Listen, because the tone of the Endgame trailer is literally picks up after everybody like gets wiped out. And it's like, it makes me relive the sadness that I felt.
And that was the point of the trailer. Like, it made you feel like, okay, Thanos really won. Like, I mean, we know that at the end of Infinity War, but it's like to see the world as empty as they made it seem in that trailer, it's like, yeah, he really got that one. Right. He got that one. And it was a question poised on Twitter. They was like, what if Thanos just wins?
Well, I mean, you mean from Avengers 4?
Yeah, in the end game.
That's not gonna happen.
I mean, I know it's not gonna happen, but what if they just fuck us all up like that? Like, but you know, and just skate off in this.
You know what would have been fire though?
Uh-huh.
So if Marvel didn't plan any movies past Avengers 4 and Thanos did win, that would be the perfect send off to fucking 11 years worth of MCU movies. Like, that'd have been perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And they could just ride that shit for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah.
Because they doing theme parks and shit now. And
now, let me ask you this. Like, what has been the most challenging thing you think we probably experienced during this year? Because this is our first full year.
All right. So, I'm going to just get straight to it because I'm not going to lie. We got our first 1-2-star reviews this year.
Oh, man.
And we got a couple, I guess you could say, negative reviews.
Okay.
And not saying, you know, like I welcome them now, but when I first read them, it's like it stung.
Yeah.
Because we've been media personalities for almost 2 years now.
Damn, put it like that. Right. I love
that. and we haven't really received any
harsh criticisms
because we have received a lot of constructive criticism, which has been great from our podcast peers.
Yeah.
But for listeners to listen and say that they don't like certain things, you know, it did hurt at first. Mm-hmm. I can't front. I'm not gonna lie about it.
Yeah.
But and going back, letting it digest, sitting with it, it's like, okay, these are people who listened and didn't like it, which is perfectly fine. Not everybody's going to like the product we put out, which is okay. And that's something that I had, that I needed to understand within myself. Just take it, learn from it, and grow. That's all I can do. Yeah. Because there will probably be many more in the future.
Yeah.
Because Oversaturated ain't going nowhere.
Oh, talk we ain't about going it, nowhere. Talk about it. So, I share those sentiments because I was the one that told you about it. Like, I was ready to fire. I was ready to fire off.
Yeah,
but,
man.
I mean, this is the thing. Everybody's not going to, like you said, everybody's not going to enjoy your product and the things that you do or say.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be firm in what, you know, not saying you have to be just stern in it, but just be okay with the product that you put out. You stand by it. And I stand by what we do here.
Right.
And I think the reason why we took that stuff the way that we did is because we know we put our all into it, regardless of whoever likes it or don't like it. Right. So it's like, when you know that we've done over 50 recordings easily, right?
Yeah.
Never scrapped one of them.
Not now. Even after we've recorded some and been like, man, I don't really know.
I don't know. But the thing is, we keep coming back every 2 weeks to give you something.
Right.
And there have been some that were like, you know, they were okay, and some that have been great, and some that have been, you know,
but
that, I think that's been a challenge, just accepting the criticism, accepting that everybody's not gonna like what you do or say.
Facts. So yeah, man.
But no, but that doesn't deter us from what we're doing.
Oh, not at all.
How we're doing this.
Yeah. Cause I mean, listen, I'm only human. We're only human. So shit, you know.
And then if this,
you mean, always, when somebody,
the plan, and then the plan is for this to get bigger than what we've been doing. So when you get to a bigger platform, or if Oversaturated becomes the platform, which, you know, which we inspired it to be, hey, it's going to come with that.
Right.
So develop your thick skin. Develop that now. And that's things that we have to learn, and we're figuring that out.
Yeah, man. So, also this year we started, I guess you can call it a series here on Oversaturated called The Good Life.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we invite our friend Kelly on, good friend of ours from college, to bring on more serious topics.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do this
rebrand.
You know, you feel me? So we've had, I think, 3 volumes so far, right?
Yeah, 3.
Yeah, so Kelly has come to bring us more serious topics, because, you know, we normally focus on, you know, just
what we focus on, which has always been the music, movies, and pop culture. But we're definitely trying to expand, and the rebrand is coming, people. We just, you know, kind of letting you know that now. We appreciate people that have rocked with us for our takes on said topics. And then when we start to branch out and do, you know, a little bit more things serious in tone, we appreciate those people that listen to that too.
Right. So shout out to Kelly on that series. They gotta bring that back. It's been a minute.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kelly flaked us on the John Gray stuff, and
she was,
you know,
we had Kelly Hollywood, but
salute to people that have listened, and you know, we appreciate the feedback, good, negative, or indifferent, or whatnot. But Kelly would have definitely brought balance to that.
Oh hell
that conversation. But hey, it is what it is, bro.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Episode 33 is something we did different. The title is It Worth the Subscription? It was sort of like a game show.
Like, now, what I did enjoy about the episode, it was kind of like, you know, testing our musical knowledge and things like that. And, you know, the best-selling artist of all time is basically talking about, would you purchase this artist's catalog, music catalog? Because at the time, who purchased something? I think Dream had
somebody purchased
Dream's catalog, and I think it was like 75% of his catalog or something like that. So that's what inspired that particular episode, and that's something that we can bring back, but we're going to make it more of a game show the next time we bring it back, like the bells and whistles, if, you know, if that's something that you guys would love to hear from us.
Right.
I think, well, the reception on that episode was pretty good.
It was. Damn, that was this year. So yeah, we got to bring that back. So, special episode 9, which was in September, we had author Debbie L. London on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the first individual that contacted us to be on there.
Whew.
So, that, like, this was special. Whew. It was special for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because she is a listener of the show, and she does enjoy listening to us. And the fact that she wanted to come on and just, you know, discuss her books and things like that. I thought it was dope. Her 2 self-help books, Residue, Surviving and Overcoming the Stains of Generational Curses and Soul Ties. And her second book is Your Facade is Showing, A Divorcee's Perspective on Accepting Relationship Red Flags the First Time. So definitely go check out her website and go check out those books if you haven't gotten them already.
Hey, man. I'm glad you brought that up. But salute to, I want to say it was a special episode 8 where we interviewed the Patrick Davis Foundation.
Was that
8 or 7?
Let me look.
I think it was 8.
7.
Oh, 7.
7, 7. Okay. 8 was the Infinity War review.
Oh, okay. So salute to the ladies of the Patrick Davis Foundation based out of East St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
They have a scholarship gala that is every year. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but Johnny and his wife did go.
Yeah,
I'm in that thing this year.
Oh, like, yeah. We were, Oversaturated was a sponsor for this year. Looking to be a sponsor again next year.
Liddy,
hey, low key.
Record a live podcast there.
We might be able to host.
They're not ready for that.
Smoke. I'm just saying.
They're not ready for that, folks. Hey.
Sheree, Eric, if y'all
know. What I'm about to say, hit us up, y'all. We with it. But no, we're products of this area. So we definitely want to highlight the good that comes out of this area and, you know, be more in tune with what's going on in the community. Because it's not just about us. Like, we can sit and talk. Me and Johnny can sit and talk about the shit that we talk about all day. That's right. Nothing. But it's a bigger picture to, you know, what we want to do with this thing.
That's a fact. And y'all know we always got to do every time Insecure drops, you know, we got to do it.
The ladies came back. Insecure season 3 recap was a fun recap.
That shit was almost 2 hours.
We enjoy that show because it's a great representation. I want to say true. Like, it depends on how you want to look at it, but a great representation of what 30-somethings go through.
Right.
The urbanite, the black experience from a 30-something, like people that, you know, the dating, the job situations, all that stuff. So we definitely enjoy having the women come on and discuss those topics with us. That's a great thing. And you know we recap Power. Like, anything, me and Johnny hold that down by ourselves.
That's a fact. Now, I don't know, man. This next... I said this last year.
This next season,
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
We say that... Well, I was about to say, we say that at the end of every series recap. I mean, season recap that we do of certain shows. We was like, I don't know what they're going to do next season.
Right.
But, I mean, we know that people in the culture are in tune to these shows, and these are personal favorites of you and I.
Right.
So, that's why we choose to recap them.
Right.
So...
And it's fun.
The work and the research that goes into watching these shows and making sure we give informed opinions on this stuff, it's not easy.
It's definitely not easy.
And
like,
being able to, you know, convey that to you all is definitely not easy either.
Right. One of our more recent episodes, episode 41, titled Captivating, where we talked about the eras of
black TV.
Basically. Yeah. Which was fun. I think we missed a lot of shit. But
It's so many shows. But we tried to stay on what was major, and then, you know, some people hit us with, you know, what about this?
Right.
Like, so, well, of course, I think we forgot
The Parenthood, which is actually one of my favorite shows growing up.
Show. Shout out to the homie, I forgot his name, but he does Fear of Frequency. He shouted us out on Twitter.
Damn.
You know exactly.
Name is escaping me.
Yeah, my bad. Forgive me. But, you know, we know you listen. We appreciate you, Kane. But, yeah, that was just one show that we definitely missed in the 90s. But it was a good show.
Facts. And then our two most recent ones, episode 42, Lemon Pepper My Wings.
Yeah, Lemon Pepper My Wings.
Hey, man.
Ladies of the Lemon Pepper Kickback. Hey, we salute you, Stacey and Janelle. Like, we said it last episode. We'll say it again. Great, great,
hey, that
great
event was fire.
Listen, put us down.
Oversaturated is podcasting there next year. Like, hey, we're going to do the show.
Fuck that. We setting up the table. I don't care, yo.
Yeah, we're doing all that shit.
I got my mic on me, yo. Nah.
That's funny. And then our most recent episode before this one, Misunderstood, where we recap the John Gray interview.
Yeah.
A more serious tone for us here at Oversaturated. Yeah. But I think overall it went over well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we presented, you know, I guess a different side to the argument or the conversation. And that's all that we wanted to do.
Right.
Like, we're not going to solve this issue.
Definitely not.
But all we can do is talk about our experiences.
Yeah, man.
And it'll be a little bit more of that. Like, trust me. Now, I will say this. This has been the 2018 version of Oversaturated. 2019 shit is going to get better, and I hate this, that I just had to say it. I had to say it as plain like that. We have a lot of topics in lieu.
Yeah,
it's just executing them properly.
Yeah,
so trust me, it's a lot of stuff coming from this camp. I guarantee you.
Listen, man, 2019 we turned up.
Yeah,
even more. Yeah, is what I'm saying.
Can we say that? I mean, not the date, but.
Nah, we gonna make a way. No shit. But yeah, man, it's, listen, man, that was our 2018 Oversaturated recap.
Yeah, yeah. We just want to say thank you to every single guest that has been on this show.
Facts.
Somebody that has took their time to talk, chop it up with us about whatever.
Facts.
We appreciate you guys. We appreciate anybody that has liked, reposted, retweeted, commented,
shared anything.
And then, most importantly, the people that listen.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We're very genuinely thankful for the things that you have, you know, provided for us. You listen to us every 2 weeks.
Give us feedback. You know, engage with us on the topics. Like, yeah. It's appreciated. It's so appreciated.
Yeah,
like,
because it can be tough when you put your all into something and you don't get at least
Something back. Yeah, man.
But hey,
all I really needed was one person to say, "Oh, I listened, I liked it, cool." But it's been
a few people.
Yeah,
that,
like,
all right,
cool. That's what's up.
So,
like, much, much, much appreciated. We got way more in store for 2019. Bars. Yeah, man.
Be on the lookout, man. OS is only going up, and the next episode, I guarantee.
Hey, the Oversaturated Awards 2018 is going down.
So, what, that's episode 44?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we out. Peace. Cheers.